flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. In the stillness of breath, a whisper calls. Beyond thoughts rise, beyond their falls. A space untouched by time's embrace. A boundless calm, a sacred place. Not to reach, not to achieve, but in gentle letting go to believe. No path to tread, no place to be, just pure awareness, wild and free, like a river flowing without a goal, a quiet stream within the soul, where efforts fade, and seeking dies, and the truth reflects in empty skies, a witnessing eye, a silent gaze, unfold in life's most common ways, in every breath drawn and each breath given, we touch the space of simple living. No need to strive, no need to yearn, for in stillness all we learn, the dance of life, the pulse, the beat, the natural state, serene, complete. Baba describes three types of yogis. The natural ones, who are the natural yogis, the second category is the category of souls who are making efforts, the effort making category. And the third category is the laboring class, he wants us to become natural yogis, constant yogis. And yoga, the meditation, is the state of naturalness, the flux, the flow. The river is flowing It has no complaint. It takes turn. There are big stones and boulders in between. It has natural flexibility. It moves on. Naturally, with ease, without any effort, without any calculations. It just is the natural flow of life, a rhythm with ease, a song with melody. Meditation is that state of ease, naturalness, constant, pure, consistent. And Baba wants us to become that yogi. Those who are yogyukt all the time. They don't have to go. They are free from the inner chatter, layers, the stress and tension of some aim, some goal even. There's a Zen story. A disciple approaches the Zen master Bokazu and tells, "Master, how can I achieve enlightenment? I have been here in your monastery for so many years. But I feel self-realization is a far cry. I don't see self-realization anywhere. How can I achieve enlightenment?" The Zen master Bokazu tells the disciple, "Can you see the cow sitting there?" The disciple nods his head. And Bokazu says, "Go and keep watching the cow. And till the time you become cow. Keep watching the cow till you become the cow." And the disciple goes. It appears a little awkward to him. What a weird way. Almost a nonsensical thing to do. But yet, there is a respect for the master. And the disciple goes and sits and starts watching the cow. And whilst he is watching the cow, gradually he is becoming calm. Days passed, weeks rolled on. And the disciple is sitting and watching the cow. The cow is sitting, chewing, sleeping, awake, getting up, moving around, watching around, the silent, natural self of the cow. And the disciple was told that you keep watching the cow till you become cow. The aims, the ambitions, the desires, everything dropped. And one day, the master arrives to check on the disciple. And the master observes. Now the disciple is free from all the questions. There is no more question. There is no more desire. There is no more goal. Nothing but pure awareness. Baba is talking of that pure awareness. The first type of yogi is the natural yogi. The second type of yogi is the businessman, effort making. The third type of yogi is the laboring class, who is laboring. The second type, sometimes they are exalted, in exalted states, but most of the time they are down. They do have treasures, but not all the time. The constant state, the ekrasthiti, is missing. Sometimes they have, sometimes they don't have. And there is always a desire, a want. Cha. And they miss the bus. The third type are laboring quality. Daily wages labor. They earn and they spend. There is nothing in their stock. Sometimes they are happy, sometimes disheartened. Sometimes they are enjoying, but most of the time they are depressed. They make efforts. They strive hard. They are in search. They want to know. But they are searching something which is already there. We don't have to find the soul outside. The soul is within us. We are that. I am that. To come to that natural awareness, that I don't have to seek anything from outside, but drop the layers that I have created, but drop the conditionings, but drop the past. Natural state of yogi is to let go. Don't hold. Don't push nor pull. You know, in the gate, most of the doors it is written push. Sometimes it is written pull. Don't push nor pull. It is the gateless gate. It is the lightless light. It is the soundless sound. It is the formless form, the endless end. Anahat. Baba used the word. The word Baba. This should be like a melody, Saz, which is constantly playing in the hearts of beloved children. He is the comforter of the heart, Dilaram. He has come to see, meet, and is happy to see the beloved, the lovers, Dilrupa. So when the energy of love is flowing, when the energy of love is flowing, the melody of yoga resounds. It is not a scriptural text to be learned by heart. It is not something to be learned to give an exam. The Murli book is not a text, it's an ocean. It is the waters of life. It is the song of the universe. It is the melody. It is the sweetest fruit to be enjoyed. It is the essence of the Mother Nature, where you get lost. It's not preparing for the exam, it is the examless exam. So which yogi you want to become? Those who always stay in yoga, or those who have to make efforts, or those who are making constant efforts? Sit down and decide, and bring into awareness the state of naturalness. Baba loves everything which is natural. Be a natural yogi, be a natural Swarajya Adhikari. Why you are making efforts? Where your Swaman is Balak Somalik? You are a child as well as a master. Be a master. You are children of King. Baba feels mercy when children make efforts, when children are laboring and they are not constant. Amritasya Putraha, you are the children of immortality. Why you make efforts? Why you are so much fearful? Yogi is a state of naturalness where there is no fear. The fear is dropped. The limitations are dropped. The conditioning is dropped. The layers are dropped. The past is dropped. The future is dropped. The worries, the tension, the stress is dropped. It is to be just this moment. Beat to beat awareness. Now when you are sitting here, just be here. Don't try to think what I will do after this class and what I will do later on. Nothing. Just be in this moment. So today you have two tasks to do. Task number one. Reflection on the yogic state. Think of these three types of yogi. And in your journal, make entry. Which type you identify yourself the most? Which type I am? The business class, who is doing sometimes and not doing other times? The laboring class, who is laboring all the time? The tedious work, living in lethargic and bringing a spiritual lassitude? Or the laboring class, who is laboring all the time? Which class I identify myself most? And the third step is how to move closer to this state, the first state, always yoga. If you are here, the business class, the laboring class, how can you move close to this state? Who is always in yoga? So this is the first homework. Identify which class I belong. And how can I move closer to the constant yogi stage? The second homework is daily mantra and awareness. In this Murli Baba has given the mantra of child and a master. I have right for all the treasures. And throughout the day, think of some. In between, think, am I a child or a master? And do I have all the rights? Write on how you felt. How it feels like to be a laborer, walking under somebody at the beck and call of some master, and how it feels like to remain a master. Think of this. How it feels like to become a businessman who is successful at times and most of the times, ending up in total debacle. Or a yogi who is constant, who is natural. Whatever you are doing, let it be natural. So what are the few steps to become a natural yogi? The first step, number one, is bring Mindfulness in whatever you do. When you sit, you sit. When you eat, you eat. When you walk, you walk. Just do it mindfully. Step number one. Step number two, observe the breath. The breath is coming, the breath is going. Don't try to manipulate, control. Third, watch your thoughts as a detached observer. Practice being witness. Watch the thoughts. Sit down and watch. Don't try to control. Sit down and watch the breath. Don't try to control. And bringing awareness, watchfulness in every action, in everything you do. Those small steps will take you towards becoming a constant yogi. And the fourth is letting go of everything. Don't force yourself, don't order yourself, don't be so strict that you lose the beauty. Read the Murli, but read it as if you are doing, it's an hobby, it's an enjoyment. It is a plaything. Murli is the toy. It's a plaything, enjoy it. Murli is the dance. It is the rhythmic movement of the soul. Murli is a poem, but there is a tune. Murli is like the chirpings of the birds. It's like the rains from the heaven. It is the flowering of the flower. It is the scent and the essence of those beautiful flowers. It is the freshness of the earth just after the rain. It is the pranic field of the jungle, pure and unadulterated. It is the touch of the divine. The touchless touch. It is the sound of the universe. So why such stress? Even whilst giving your exams, don't give it for seeking any marks. Just do it for joy, for enjoyment, for love of it. The love for Murli should become a passion, an obsession. Murli is a drug. No matter who takes that drug, the effect will be there. If you take a sleeping pill, you will feel drowsy at Amrit Vela. If you had taken any pill at night, you will feel a sort of dissociation. You don't know what's happening outside. You are in a state of drowsiness, haze. Everything is there, you are speaking, and yet you are dissociated with everything. Because the drug is making the effect. So also, this is a drug, a tonic, a tablet, an injection, a syrup, an elixir, a broth, a soup. Drink it, chew it, taste it, feel the flavor, and drink it slowly, sitting in that rocking chair. In the garden, reading newspaper and people drink something. Do they drink it at one go? No, sip by sip. So you drink and keep. You drink and keep. Om Shanti.